All right, we're gonna go ahead and call this February 16th regular scheduled Westminster City Council meeting to order. Want to welcome everybody. Looks like we got a good crowd. We appreciate you coming. At this time, please stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance.
Let's pray. Holy God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for this day, for the ways in which you have used us already to your service. We ask you to make your presence palpable to us during this meeting, that we lean on your wisdom and knowledge as we discern how best to serve our city and its residents. In your holy name we pray, let all God's people say,
Amen.
Let's face the flag and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certify a quorum, please.
I certify we do have a quorum.
Public comments. We have Ms. Tammy Allen. You are up.
My name is Tammy Allen. I'm here today as a parent, business owner, and the Booster Club vice president at West Oak High School. I'm here today at the request. We've had a lot of parents ask, could a sign be put up in Westminster to acknowledge our West Oak wrestling team for their accomplishments in state championships? They have won 1994, 2011, 2015, 2017, 2018, 2022, and then just most recently, 2023. So the school, we talked to the school, there's many parents and businesses here who would also like to see something, just a sign that says maybe home of the West Oak Warriors wrestling state championships with the years on it. But we would like for the years to be open, so hopefully they'll win more than the ones that we have. So that's what I'm here for tonight, to just see if the county or the city would be willing to entertain doing a sign of this nature. The gentleman at Upstate Print and Tent is one of the ones that we at the funeral home use a lot to do our signage. He has designed this and has recommended maybe a 4x4, nothing large, just something simple. So I have a design to just present to you guys. And we know that y'all are a huge supporter of the wrestling team. I think they're coming in a few weeks anyway. But I just think this would be an honor. If you need more. Does anyone have any questions?
Did he give you an estimated cost? Yeah, he did.
Yes, sir. It is on there, and that is a single-sided sign. He did two different color designs. And it is one that he said would be great for the weather because it's an aluminum sign.
Is the Booster Club, I'm sorry, go ahead there.
Now, I remember living up in Duncan years ago, and that's Burns High School, and the support that they have for their high school, you know, for such a small town, it's a little bit bigger than we are, but it's amazing. And the pride that it brings to the city and the town, I love the idea. I'd almost like to see more. Anyway, I like this.
Tammy, is the Booster Club going to pay for this, or are y'all asking the city to pay for it?
We're asking the city, but if not available, the Booster Club, of course, will do what we can to make that happen.
Did you have a location?
That would be up to you guys.
Well, that'll give us something to let Kevin vet that out and look at it.
Absolutely.
Anybody else have any questions?
Mine was location.
Okay. Kevin, you anything else? Ms. Allen, all right.
Thank you very much.
No other people signed up for public comments? All right, we'll move on to the special presentation by Mr. Les McCall, Westminster Hope Community.
Council and Mayor Ramian, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this evening. My name is Les McCall, and I'm here to speak to you on behalf of Westminster Hope Community as Chair of the Board of Directors. Westminster Hope Community was born from a dream by some members of Westminster Presbyterian Church, but has become so much more than that. What started as a church dream has now grown to a dynamic interdenominational goal. And first, a little bit about the project. If you will, reference the mission statement in the letter that was included in your packet. That mission statement, it emphasizes a few things. First and foremost is to house those most in need in our community, and secondly, to do so in a way that benefits Westminster. These small homes would serve to beautify the area in which they are located and to provide critical safe housing. In addition to the city's benefit, these would be additional customers for both utilities and taxes. Westminster Hope Community seeks to be an organization that meets people's needs as they transition to financial independence. As such, these homes will not serve like a traditional shelter with folks coming in and out overnight, but rather we will walk alongside these families as they move to a more stable lifestyle. The three homes initially planned for this site will range from 600 square feet to 1,000 square feet. We have received a generous donation from Westminster Presbyterian Church and have applied for several grants totaling more than $500,000, and we are waiting to hear back from a number of those. We are talking with other local churches to join our mission in assisting Westminster Hope Community financially and for volunteers to help with the building and working with the families. This volunteerism will be crucial to the building of the homes and success of its future. The houses themselves will be created through a joint project of talented church members, volunteers, and partners. Some work, such as the foundation work and detailed electrical and plumbing, will be contracted out. With knowledge in hand in our congregation of partners, these houses can be built affordably and well in a manner to best accommodate families of up to four while providing a safe space to prepare meals, bathe, and get quality rest, which is essential to adult success and children's school. Our current budgetary goal is to build each home for between $75,000 to $110,000 per unit for 600 square foot homes and $125,000 to $180,000 per unit for the 1,000 square foot homes. To accomplish this lofty goal, we will be leveraging skills found within the church and the community on a volunteer level. Lastly, concerning the situation of nonprofitcy for Westminster Hope Community, we have applied for and received our state tax-exempt status from the Secretary of State and are in the process of receiving our 501c3 designation. If acceptable, I would like to further flesh out the project by having Ms. Linda White and Ms. Wendy Linhart come to speak about our call to this mission and longevity of the project.
Thank you for having us tonight. I'm Wendy Linhart, I'm the Secretary for Westminster Hope Community. As you met last, our board has seven members that are currently serving, and our board members will serve indefinitely. Our goal is to add additional board members from other churches and other businesses as they become involved with us. We want to step forward and help with that mission statement that's in your letter. We will have committees to handle the various aspects with working with our clients, such as building the homes, client intake, administration, and maintenance. This will all be volunteer work. There will be no other way. And all of the board members are strongly committed to the Westmoreland Hope Community mission.
Thank you, ma'am.
My name is Lynn White, and I am to tell you why we need this. Several months ago, my daughters got a friend who found a homeless lady on the streets of Westminster, and she brought her to my house because she knew I had an extra bedroom, which she'd spent the night in several times. So I kept her 4 days. That's how long it took. I called the police. I got them to give me a list of homeless shelters. We called and we called. Finally, after 4 days, Miracle Hill in Greenville admitted her on a Sunday afternoon, and she went there. So there is a need. I'm the treasurer of Dot's Kitchen, and I know that Dot's Kitchen has, at the beginning, we started 13 years ago, we started with fundraisers. We did only two of them, and We have no paid employees at Dot's Kitchen, and now we are doing wonderfully. We're serving over 100 people a day. We never have to ask for fundraisers. We never have to ask for money. We have all we need to keep Dot's Kitchen going on a daily basis. And I feel that this project will do the same way. We'll have the same churches donating. We'll have the same businesses and individual people donating. And I think we will be able to carry this out. It will be an asset to our town to have. We don't have many homeless people here, of course, because we're not a big city. But we do have some. And the clients I see at Dot's Kitchen, there are many of them who are desperately needing of help. And I think we can help them.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is that it?
That's it.
Is there anybody that can answer some questions from council?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Council, just open the floor.
Mayor, I just want to speak publicly and say that Westminster Hope Community is its own organization, but it is a dream of Westminster Presbyterian Church, of which is common knowledge. I am a pastor, so I am going to refrain from discussion, and if council gets to the point where they're deciding on whether or not to vote to deed this property, I will sign a recusal form and recuse myself from that. So I will not answer any questions. Those guys are completely able to do that.
Thank you. Mr. McCall?
Yes.
This will be an issue for Mr. Brunson, but right now we have that zoned as R15, so 800 square foot would be the minimum home size. Is that right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
So is that going to cause a problem?
No, I think we can accommodate that just fine.
All right, and then another question I've been asked was, will the residents be drug tested? Are they going to be drug tested and vetted before they're brought in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ripple of one has said they will help us.
Ma'am?
Ripple of one will help us.
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question. Do y'all have the logistics figured out with these people getting back and forth to work, doctor's appointments, and things like that?
Yes.
Y'all got all that worked out? Do you foresee this encouraging any additional homeless people coming to the area if that's brought in?
No, we don't foresee that. I think with our town size and the population that we're trying to serve, I think our goal is certainly to serve the ones that we have here in most need, families especially. I don't think the type who are in and out of various shelters or getting kicked in and out of various shelters and telling people to come here, there, or the other are, is the client we're looking for at all, or will fit our requirements. So I don't see it being something that spreads and encourages more homeless, but rather houses the few families that we do have in the area that need it desperately.
Okay.
Do you have anything showing what your requirements for admittance would be?
Yes, we do. Intake form and the cover.
While we're looking at, can I ask you a question? So, have you designed this model yourself, or are you using a model from other things, or how is that?
We're using models from a number of places, but Ripple of One is a big one, and also a number of the Dream Center, a number of others who have done this in other towns of our similar size.
That's good to hear, because like the Dream Center, I know those folks, and they do a great job.
Yeah.
And I just want to add, I commend you for having the heart for mission, and thank you for bringing this.
Absolutely.
Just if you would, just stay there, if you don't mind. In case council has any more questions.
Yeah, so I see it's individuals and families, and you kind of mentioned, you kind of alluded to the fact that some people may just be in shelters or something like that. But if you end up, are you talking about one bedroom, two bedroom type house?
we would be looking at two-bedroom small homes, emphasis on family, but that has a diverse meaning, so we left it a little more open-ended instead of just saying it had to be with children. It might be with elders, it might be, you know, a different style of family than just adults and children, but our main focus is going to be if any small families in need are going to have, so there'd be room for the children, room for the adults inside the house.
Isn't that a traditionally underserved area in terms of homeless shelters? It's easier if you're single to find a spot, but harder if you're family.
Much harder if you're family. And so there's a lot of them. There's some known in the community who are sleeping out of vehicles and doing this, that, and the other because they can't be accepted anywhere else.
What's the reason they can't be accepted?
That's something I'm not... It's the reason that it's harder for a family to be accepted out of homeless shelter.
More information.
I don't think there's any beds. There's no beds in these
Right, it's a bed issue. And then there's men's centers and women's centers, but rarely men's, women's, and children's centers.
Gotcha. All right. Walk me through. And we have to ask these questions. It's not that we're against this. This is the taxpayer's property. So we're trying to just ask all the questions that we've heard. If you get a family into the property, they're going to stay for how long?
It would be up to what's their maximum.
Our goal was to try and get them ready to move into a long-term housing situation within a year, but we were open to every 3 months meeting with them to see where they are in their progress. I have worked with Habitat, and we had one family that was trying to have accommodation for a mentally retarded but a person who could work, and sometimes people will move more slowly. So we are trying to be flexible but still progress.
Okay, if you have somebody that just fails miserably, fails the drug test, gets in trouble with the law, what do you do then? What's the next step?
Well, we fall back on our covenant agreement, we fall back on our intake form, and we have rules for removal at that point because they have not followed what they have agreed to do.
All right, and I think you answered the other question on the letter that stated that the property would be paying taxes, but if it's going to be a charity organization, it won't be paying property taxes. Right? Okay. So what exactly is the request from the city? To buy the property or be given the property?
Ideally, it would be to be given the property from the city so that we'd have more funds to build the first initial set of homes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a need to own it?
We haven't thought of it that way. I guess the owning and building of the homes on non-owned property would be something we'd have to discuss and think about, but that would be the only issue I can think of.
I'm frequently the bad guy, but that's what we did with the senior outreach. It was leased for a year, 18 months, something like that. We all kind of took it on faith, made those improvements, did what you needed to do, and then subsequently,
that's
my recollection.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Have y'all spoken to anybody in those neighborhoods to run that by them? Because I know it's city property. I mean, it's a city, you know, decision whether we do that. But there are residents there who have been there for a while, known properties, who may have questions or concerns about that. They may have some same questions we have, or maybe some we haven't thought of.
Sure.
Have y'all talked to any of the people in that neighborhood in the need to find out their thoughts?
I have not, but we have not gone door to door or anything yet.
Okay. All right, well the property originally, what we had decided was to try to sell it to bring in some revenue to the city. The city already has, I think it's 6.55% of our property is untaxable. 102 properties that are exempt in property taxes, and we're trying to build that up, so this is a big decision the council's going to have to decide on. So that's why we're asking the question, and then there again, you have the people's fears. Yeah. You know, they see what happens in other areas, so we're just trying to vet it out and make sure all the questions are answered.
Absolutely.
Do y'all have anything else?
I have a question. So let's really think really positively.
Sure.
And so you do this 20 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then all of a sudden, you don't need to do this anymore because we don't, our world's better.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that. Sure. So what would happen to that property then?
That'd be a great problem to have.
Yes, yes, you would.
If we didn't need it, I guess we'd have to look at it.
Would you deed it back to the city? Or, you know, you see, I don't even know if that's a problem.
I think no matter what, we would seek to have it as a public service of some type, even if it just went to helping low-income underserved families eventually, but not homeless. You know, it would be something that would be an asset for those in need, even if the homeless did not need it at one point.
I see on your form,
mm-hmm.
I see all the question. What makes that a no-go? If they fail a drug test, are they automatically a no-go? Or
that is automatically a no-go. Yes.
Have y'all considered how the eviction process would work if they don't follow the rules?
We have, which is eviction is always a difficult process. Something we have understood from talking with some others, Dream and Ripple, who have dealt with this, is that if hopefully, and there's always an exception, but with enough upfront work, you don't have that problem too often. And we do have, based on their recommendations and their stuff, we feel like such a comprehensive intake that we would hopefully vet that in the beginning instead of coming to that somewhere in the middle of the year. But it can happen, and if so, then we would have to go the legal route we'd have to go.
To your question, the way we fix that with Westminster Senior Outreach is we put a right of reverter in the deed. It basically said they abandon it, they don't use it, whatever, it comes back to the city.
I'm seeing that as 1.34 acres, and you're putting three houses on it. Mm-hmm. Just going to leave some property there. Who's handling the upkeep of the property in that area?
That would be a part of our mission would be to upkeep the homes and the property there.
Okay.
On it. And our initial look is for three homes, and ideally we would try to fit as many into that property as humanly possible. But our initial look is to be able to afford three.
Okay, with the possibility of going with more.
Yes, if it can accommodate. Yes.
Bob, what's the lot size? 15,000?
15,000 square feet. And
so you got driveway, and all the setbacks. You couldn't fit but three, could you?
I haven't seen the layout of it.
It's almost square, a little bit, maybe a rectangle shape, but I don't know if they could do four. It's possible.
1.3 acres?
Yes, sir. It's possible, maybe.
Yeah.
Be tight.
There's definitely room for three.
Yeah. Does anybody have any more questions? Is that it? All right, thank you very much.
Thank
we appreciate
y'all.
It, and we'll definitely take this into consideration.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else? Next, we have comments from the mayor and council. Anybody on council have anything tonight? All right, we've got, I had a question about the water project. You want to just tell everybody where we're still standing on that with the DOT permit? We're still waiting on that. We had mentioned it last time. So we're still waiting on that. It's not here. One thing I'd like for council to consider, I had Rebecca look back, I think you said as far back as you could look was 2000. I want the mayor and council were paid.
Oh, yeah.
In the books.
I think it was 2000. Well, payroll goes back to 03.
Okay, so you look that far back. And
I mean, everything else before that's written.
It's always testy to bring this up, but since our city hadn't brought it up in 20 years, so I think it's worth bringing up. We have a hard time getting people willing to run for these positions. And I would like for the council. I would like for the council to consider the fact that we have a hard time getting people running for these seats. A lot of people say, well, you're a public servant. You know, they shouldn't get paid, but all police, fire, everybody else is a public servant gets paid. So I just think that's something that we should look at. This council does a lot of work, and I would not have brought this up if we hadn't made such progress on the infrastructure that we're doing. We're doing a lot. All the city employees continue to get raises. In the last 20 years, this council's not gotten a dime. And I think the council deserves it. We have four up for election this year, so it's not like we're giving ourselves a straight out raise. It's going to be for the next council. So if y'all would think about that before the next meeting, and let's see if we can do something to help with that. And then the next thing I had was just to remind council, we have Oconee Municipal Association meeting at the Wahala Depot at 6 o'clock on February 20th. Is it the 20th?
Monday?
I think so. Did y'all not get a notification? All right. Mayor Westian was supposed to let everybody know. I asked her today, did she let everybody know? She said, yes, I was just going to remind you so y'all hadn't heard about it. All right.
What is it?
It's the Oconee Municipal Association. The cities get together and have a meeting. Okay. I'll contact her tomorrow and make sure she's got y'all's email. Kevin, have you been notified? Rebecca, either one of y'all? Did y'all get anything from her? All right. I'll get in touch with her tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but y'all have to notify the council.